Not shaykh, to finish off. This morning, 4:30 a.m., I got a text about one of the Sternberg, Mishpacha Sternberg is learning Tafyoimi, a European. So every now and then when he sends me shaylos on the Tafyoimi. So he spends 5 hours on the Daf. So he told me this morning he still feels like he doesn't get it. He still doesn't get it. Now the sugya today was dam mevatel mayim, mayim mevatel dam. Rabban, you could give us a shtickle shir on it, maybe. No. Anyway, tam ki ikir by kotrim. So he asked me, like, when, you know, how much he gave 5 hours to the daf. I said, today's daf is about 150 hours to get haskholas avoni. Haskholas avoni. So he shouldn't feel bad that after 5 hours he still feels. So definitely shlokos. I haven't yet met anybody below a level of a godel that understood shlokas. I haven't met. When you talk to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you spoke to Rav Zalman Nechemia, Yidin Vosum Gahata Havone, Dalal Chalke Shulchan Aruch, they can understand shlokas. Everybody else is just fumbling. But it's good. It's a mitzvah to fumble, to do your best. So the question is by soup, halacha l'maaseh, how to be noyeg with soup. So soup is very complicated. I think that's why I whet everybody's appetite when I said soup is a whole separate parasha. They want now to know what to do about the soup. So if we take just this, the inyonim that we discussed already, so we'll get to a determination. See, normally, I'm always noited to shahakl, right? I'm always pulled to shahakl. Why am I pulled to shahakl? Because shahakl is a bracha kelel. It works. Shahakl vaday works. So I'm noited to shahakl. But that's not a way to paskin shaylos, right? Otherwise there will be one bracha. Shahakl. The job is to shvitz. What I'm trying to say is normally when you shvitz, and after you shvitz there's still a huge machlekes, and it's unclear, so normally libi bamizrach. Right, my heart goes to shahakl, like I do with popcorn. Right? I do with popcorn because nobody yet was able to be masbit to me why it shouldn't be a shahakl. I've spoken to Gedolei Olam about the shahakl. I don't understand why it's that there's a little shell inside the popcorn that you could see that. To me, it's nishtana legamli legamli. It could be that there are certain corns that are made only for popcorn. We'll get to the shahakl, we'll talk about it in detail. But normally I lean to shahakl. A vegetable soup is really I lean to adama. And that's how I'm going to explain to you why. Halach l'maaseh. Now that we went through all the various shitas on shlokas, so we understand that there are several conditions that are required to make adama on a soup. We had the Shitas HaRashba. The Rashba seemed to say it has to be that the vegetables, that's the only way to eat it. That meant, I mean, you could have isolated people that eat it not cooked. But that's really the way. Now that's very rare today, that we have such kind of vegetables. In fact, those vegetables that are only eaten cooked today, meaning that you only put into a soup, you won't eat it raw, like parsley, lamashal. I don't think too many people, I mean, I'm sure you'll find something that's parsley raw, but it's... That, potentially, is actually going to be a shahakl. That's going to be a shahakl. Meaning, maybe not according to the Rashba, but it's going to be a shahakl. Why? Because there, the water is the ikel. Then we're back to coffee. The water is the ikel. I just want a parsley flavor. I just took a flavor in the soup, so I'm putting in parsley to make a little flavor into the soup. Today, kimat, vegetables that are only meant to put into a soup, to cook it up as a soup, are generally the type of soups that, according to many of the other Rishonim, that's ironic, it wouldn't even qualify for adama. Because it would be those type of vegetables that are only being put in as an additive rather than an ikel. You understand? You always have to look at the soup and say, what's the ikar of the soup? Because you still have the halacha of tefel v'ikel. Can't lose sight of the halacha of tefel v'ikel. Right? We always have to have that lingering in our head, tefel v'ikel. Which is precisely why we came out of halacha l'maisa, based on the Tshuvas of Rosh, that coffee is a shakel. Because the ikar in the coffee is not, it's a drink. You want to have a coffee drink. Right? You don't want to eat coffee beans. You want to have a coffee drink. You want to have a mashke, betam coffee, the flavor coffee. Which is why they explain why beer is shakel, kedoyme, v'chohena v'chohena rabbis. So, even according to the Rosh, the Rosh is the one who says that if you cook vegetables into a, even fruit potentially, it could be ha'etz, but that's be, the Rosh and the Tshuvas qualifies that. Has to be that you want the fruit. You don't want the fruit. So, most soups that you cook today, that you put in there vegetables that are only put into soups, actually those vegetables won't even change the bracha of the soup. It's still going to be a shakel. If that's all you have is a soup, which is water with flavor of different vegetables that you threw in, that those vegetables are only used in a soup, 99% of the time I'll tell you to make a shakel on that soup. Because that soup is really being taken as a mashke, and the additive is just there as a spice. The parsley or whatever you're throwing in there is there as a spice, and that would actually be a shakel. Okay, in most cases. You always have to go to the ikar. That's why a flanken soup, l'moshel, is not a hadam, because it's a flanken soup. It's a fleishig soup, right? So that even though you put vegetables in there, and even if it could be at the end of the day, there may be a couple of more vegetables than there is flanken, but it's a flanken soup. It's the ikar is a flanken, then you make a shakel. Between the liquid and the meat, the vegetables become the sideshow. You understand? So that would be a halachically that would have a halacha of a shahakl. So why are we leaning by a soup to a hadom, more vegetable soup? And that is because usually the vegetable soup, number one, has vegetables in it. You're eating it as a vegetable soup, not as a drink. The goyim taka also makes a difference if you put it into a cup. The Gaon holds that if you take a soup and you put it into a cup, you make a shakel. Not if you want to be cute and just put it into a cup to be able to make a shakel. But if that's the way this is taken. It's taken like a mashke. The Gaon holds that alone. The Shemur brings down this Gaon. That's a chiddush in the Gaon, right? But the pashtus is that one of the main conditions has to be that I want now a vegetable soup. I want to have it's a dish. The vegetable soup is a dish. It's not a drink with a flavor of a vegetable. It's a dish. And that's a major requirement. The Mordechai brings it, that it has to be darkei lelafes boyes apas, and he doesn't mean bread, because then you don't make a bracha at all. He obviously doesn't mean bread, because then if you're being lelafes pas, you wouldn't make a bracha at all on the soup. He means it's being eaten as a food. As a dish, not as a drink with a flavor. So usually when people have vegetable soups, that's the way they are having it. They're having it as a dish, right? Especially if it's thick, a thick vegetable soup. And therefore the netiyah is to make adama. The problem is that very often by the time you get the vegetable soup gets to your plate, it's already been disintegrated. And that's what we discussed last week. That's why I like to make the bracha adama on a piece of a vegetable that you could still see. Somebody came to me after the shiur, Eli Fromer, and he asked me, if it's not nicker, why am I saying to find that vegetable and make adama? Just make a shakel on it. So, first of all, the tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi, and I found the tshuva, because I remember I saw it in the Kovetz Mibes Levi, so I dug it up. He actually holds that even if you puree the soup, a lot of times the woman, after the soup is made, they'll put in a grinder. I'm sure you've seen that happen in the kitchen. And they'll because they don't want to have the big pieces in the soup. They want it to be like pureed. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you take a soup and you totally puree it, then you make a shakel. Azazak of Shlomi Zalman. The Shevet HaLevi says no. He says, Merik Yerokos, Sheir Von Beblenda, V'Nisrasik Legamri V'Nasa Noizel, right? Still, Bechosoi Boirei Pri Adama, V'Lo Yoivad Es Bechos. Doesn't lose its bracha. He throws this in over here as well. He says, the time I yorek al yidei abishul mishum da yidei itit. Rav Moshe has a very similar tshuva here in Siman Pei Aleph, where he's dealing with a steer in the Mishabura, whether a vegetable soup that you have meat in it, I discussed, flanken soup, you make a shakel, even if there's vegetables in it. Because once you have flanken in there, or chicken soup, a lot of chicken soups have a lot of vegetables. In fact, usually the woman will ask you, what do you want in the chicken soup? You want vegetables? You want chicken? What do you want in the soup? So chicken soup is a shakel. Why? Because the water and the chicken complement each other, that now the vegetables is a tofu. The whole yisoid of why a vegetable soup is hadama is because it's a vegetable soup. That's the active swaying of the vegetable soup. Once it's chicken soup, it's not negeya. So Rav Moshe handles it with a steer in the Mishabura. Mishabura says if you throw in a piece of meat, it's still going to be hadama. So Rav Moshe says that's a case where you already cooked it. You already made a vegetable soup. And now you throw in a piece of meat. The bracha that already was established doesn't change. So the Shevet HaLevi holds that a vegetable soup, once it's cooked up, it's vegetable soup. It's hadama. Now you took it and you ground it up. Okay, it's still that soup. It's still got its shem, and it doesn't change. That's the Shevet HaLevi's position. The argument can be made like a Shlomi Zalman, that good it became Adama, but Lamaisa now, I grinded it up. Mestami he holds his derech achilas bekach to Shevet HaLevi. He says the bracha doesn't change. When we discuss the inyan of the applesauce, that's why it's kishmak. When you go through all the inyanim, now we could refer to it. You got the Olam will understand it better. We discussed the Rav Zalman Nechem Yeshayla, why on crunchy applesauce you make hoetz. Rav Zalman Nechem said, l'chayra, you have most of it is creamy. Even crunchy applesauce is not just a bunch of pieces. It's mostly creamy. The creamy part is shakel, the way we pask. So l'chayra, the chunks of apple should be a tofel. The Olam remembers that's what we started with this. So you should make a shakel on it. Either there's pieces of apple in it. So what? So I'm sure the Olam remembers we discussed the chayodim and everything else, and we came out halacha lemaisa that be'etzem, as long as the food is still visible, even though it changed, you can still see the food. The Rambam holds like that lemaisa if you press dates. It still aids. So we hold the bracha goes down to shakel. But it's not that it's no longer the food. The chayodim says if you took something like a banana paste and you made adoma, you're still yaitza. You should make a shahakel. But you're still yaitza. As long as the mamoshes is still here, even though it changed in consistency, the consistency changed completely, but you still have the actual food, right? A popcorn is much worse, because it's panam chadosh is bolakan. But you still have the food itself here, so then the Rambam holds, you still make oetz. You still make oetz. So the Chayodim says that you're yotze with oetz. And the way we explained it is because the food is still here, it just got downgraded. So Bori Pri Adam is not a false bracha, it's true. Well, Bori Pri Oetz is not a false bracha. So once there are pieces of apple, and I have on what to make a bracha so it doesn't get downgraded, now the cream is also oetz. The cream is also a eitz, because it is a eitz. The Arishonim who hold on creamy applesauce, you also make a eitz. We grab the hold, it gets downgraded. Right? Like the Trumas Adesha. But it's only a downgrade. If you made a eitz on it, you'd be eitz. So now that there are pieces there to actually make a eitz on, the eitz is not going on the pieces. It's going on the whole thing. Because the whole thing really qualifies for AIDS. That's, I'm explaining to you now why I lean by a vegetable soup, I lean hadama rather than lean shahakal. Because as long as there's a even pureed vegetables in the soup, and you see the thickness of the soup, you see the vegetables in there, so then there are many who would say it's still Adam, and b'di'evet, you'd be yotz Adam on that, even on the pureed stuff. So now that there are mamish pieces that you can make Adam on, so then I would make. But if there's no pieces left, the whole soup is just one big puree, then I would go like Rav Shlomo Zalman and I would taka make a shakel. But I'm explaining to you, somebody who doesn't do that, yesh lo emal ismach. That's why I didn't call it that, it's wrong. Somebody who would make on a total pureed soup a bari pri adama, we cannot call that a bracha vatala at all. For sure not. And the Shevet HaLevi would say he made the right bracha. But halacha l'maaseh, I would say you should always have some pieces of vegetable to make the adama on, which are still in their original form and weren't purified completely. So complex. It's unbelievable how complex a vegetable soup could be.